Hello.
Good evening, Mr.
President. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Anything to report on the pay board?
Well, they reached a decision, and I can't quite tell yet how it's going to work out. They voted 10 to 5. The public members and the business members sided against the labor members. It's a little bit iffy. I don't think Meany's going to walk out. At least he said he was. And Woodcock said he was. But still, he was. We had a marvelous compromise, Schultz and I did, and pretty well engineered, we thought, this afternoon. They went into the paperwork meeting at 4:30 and didn't ever get to the compromise that we had. They voted on a plan that Arnie Weber proposed, which probably from all standpoints is a good plan, but it doesn't ensure that labor will stay in because it doesn't fully recognize the retroactivity of the contract. It's a very complicated formula, and I won't burden you with the explanation of it, but what it does is to recognize certain contracts retroactively and not recognize others. In fact, it recognizes probably 80 to 90% of the contracts, but it excludes some.
Is there some reason that we couldn't get the weapon?
Well, Schultz tried. Schultz worked with him. And apparently, I think Weber was trying to help him. Well, he had four other members of the public panel who were kind of tough, and it's like any negotiation. You know,
yep.
You get in there and you think you've got things. At one point, they had eight votes lined up for essentially what George Schultz and I were trying to promote. And that evaporated, and they went to a vote on the public member proposal. It might be a good proposal. I don't want to be too premature in judging it. It might work. All that Meany has said tonight is that he will have no further comment, but he will be at the Thursday meeting, and that he will take the whole issue to his convention, which is an ominous act. I'm a little troubled by that.
Yep.
That may mean problems. Now, there is another meeting Thursday in which they will work out the specifics, the mechanics of what was agreed to this afternoon.
Does any of this get out in public?
Yes, sir. It did. The early wire reports indicated that the public members and the business members had voted 10 votes against the labor 5. That the early press reports indicate that they did not recognize any retroactive contract increase, wage increase. And that's an error. They did. There's a formula by which they determined which ones they will recognize and which ones they won't. Schultz and I and Rumsfeld need to talk in the morning and work out, kind of figure out what it all means, because it is not the way we expected it to turn out. In fact, it isn't the way anybody expected it to turn out. The labor people went in quite happy at 4:30, and the business people went in happy, and everybody thought they had the thing solved in behind-the-scenes sessions during the day. They sprung up a little bit of a different twist to it than we had thought was coming.
Is there any way they can modify this?
Yes, that's the point.
They really ought to try to modify the goddamn thing.
Well, yes, and I think I hate to jump to conclusions because I haven't studied it. I've read it, but I'm not sure I know what it means. But the damn fool thing is that they give full effect to about 80%. We think 80 to 90% of the contracts that were in force, but not to the other 10 or 20%. And the problem with that is that you are refusing to recognize the principal, but giving up most of the money. That's just foolish. I mean, if you're gonna give up most of the money, don't hang it on a question of the principal that forces labor to back away. Fitz was pretty unhappy tonight. Primarily because he thought he had it worked out with the original compromise that we developed.
Well, does it look like he'll walk out?
No, sir. He will not. No, he won't walk. I don't think he'll walk out at all. I think Fitz is all right. Woodcock is pretty good. But what we are faced with is not so much what happened today as what will develop in the way of public attitude. I'm very worried about the Congress, for example, moving in quickly. No, you may have noticed in the news on the spoke out in favor of recognizing the sanctity of contracts. Almost all of the Democrats have spoken to this, many of the Republicans. And it's a tough one. If this decision stands, we can't do some work on it between now and Thursday when we meet again. Then we may very well get rolled in the Congress, in which case we'll end up with the same outcome, but by virtue of the Congress,
Camp Weber gets around.
Well, we're going to try to. That's exactly what we'll meet on in the morning. As I say, it may not be this bad. You know, I really have to kind of study what appears that way. It does appear that way. It appears that it will be trouble for us if we weren't bargaining for it, because Schultz and I had Saturday and yesterday and today had a package that we thought everybody was going to take.
Well, why don't you go back to the package?
Well, it may be. Yes, sir. They're meeting Thursday to draw up the specific regulations that will flow out of today's decision. And wisely, we've got Woodcock and Pitt to say that they won't say anything until we see the regulations. It depends on how the lawyers decide they want to draw it up. We can draw it up pretty fuzzy, can draw it up fairly liberally. If they do it liberally, then it may not be much of a problem. So we have a lot of room still to work. The business community will rejoice at the decision.
Well, they don't care if it's urgent.
Well, it'll look like an anti-labor. I think the press tomorrow will look like an anti-labor decision. And for a couple of days, that'll have all the business people very happy until they recognize
that they're wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Until they recognize that maybe we can't make a stick.
But the contract thing is a very difficult to fight them on.
Oh, it's a tough one. It really is. Well, the difficult part about it is that
you think Weber would understand that totally.
Well, we had one. Saturday night when they broke up, this was so close to being settled that
I thought it was just a question of numbers.
It was basically. Both the management and the labor people had pretty much concluded that it was just numbers. But the public people were not on board. And yesterday they apparently did some talking again today. They came back wanting to kind of flex their muscles. And the final solution that they voted tonight may not be that bad. I hope I'm not misleading you by giving you my reaction to it. It could be that on balance, when they look at it, when you work out all the regulations, it may not come out to be. The difficulty is that you've got this issue of principle, which the conservatives argue, someone like Bill Friedman. A lot of our friends on the Hill could say that they can't ignore the contract ballot we handed into it. Of course, the union people may.
Well, we ought to be smart enough to get that done. Right in the principle, give 80%.
That's the way to do it. Well, that's right. Exactly. That's what we thought we had.
Well,
we have.
I won't be available tomorrow because I've got a lot to do in my office. Chicago.
Right. We're planning to work on it in the morning. I talked to George and Rumsfeld tonight after the vote. Rumsfeld was not too disturbed. I think Schultz and I are a little more concerned with what we do.
I just can keep holding hands the way we're going.
So we're doing that.
That's excellent. Just wait and see how we're going to enforce it.
Well, that's right. And the encouraging thing was Meany's statement tonight, which was that
he's going to take.
Well, he said he would have nothing to say until he went through the convention. But that's next week.
Yes, sir.
Now that's the end of next week. But the beauty of that is that we have a lot of time to work with him. And at this point, children may move in and work with him. His mood was good today, and apparently the attitude was good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll this may be, maybe when we figure out the implications of this, it won't be something that we can't sell. And we do have some flexibility because, drawing up the regulations for Thursday, we do a lot of twisting and bending. And I think by Wednesday, we won't blow the use tomorrow, but by Wednesday we'll have some specific things we may want to
Be back to get
well, we'll by then probably have some things that we'll need to
bring them on
to say to you that.
Yeah, well, I'm. I can't. Of course, we have a little problem. We can't control the people we can do. We're supposed to be down a lot of the information.
Well, that's right. That's the difficulty. We thought we had them pretty well under control, and then we can't sell them. We can't get caught selling them. It would be more important.
That's it. Particularly if the kids in the way that we can't sell
them. No, exactly. So we are really on a box. But on the other hand,
Weber, though, was, I thought, was a key man. So I could put him on the
I think I think he got very sensitive to the criticism that he was under RMA, and as a result, I had the feeling over the weekend that he was maybe going to prove that he really wasn't anybody's man.
Yeah,
that could be.
Labor was criticized.
Yes, that's right.
Labor was being honest. So I think I should keep him good for the bear side.
Well, I think that's right. I think that. And maybe it'll work out then. Everybody's gone back and studied what the hell it means. The final thing they voted on is four pages of the damnedest bureaucratic language that you've ever seen. None of us are quite sure all of what it means. So we do know one thing, that it did not recognize the principle of sanctity of conscience. But we will go back and study it. Conceivably, it'll be something that everybody will come around to, especially when we read the regulations. It just took us a little bit by surprise. It wasn't that often.
George is just going to see our problem with our
problem. No, not at all.
I was worried about feeling.
I talked to George about that tonight, and I think now we decided against that today because we thought that it might be misconstrued. But I think at this point, it's kind of safe. I think George and Meany can't talk and should.
Sure.
The news flowed, I think, very well over the weekend. Of course. I don't know whether you've seen that the news company said today, but
I didn't check the read it very carefully. I checked it.
That went very well. The employment played well. The grain has played fairly well. I would have liked a little better in that.
It should have played better than it did.
Yeah. It deserved the other bit.
But it showed itself.
Well, until we get our own man in a DLS, we're going to have this problem.
They always downplay it.
Well, Moore did it. Moore was on the Hill Friday, discovered Saturday morning. He said, well, it was marginally significant. The minute you say that, you kill it.
Oh,
good
God. What did he say?
No, he's got a
margin.
That was his phrase before breakfast. So I told Fred Malick today that, wait no longer. Let's make that move this month. Get it behind us. Take whatever criticism we take and let's get the damn thing.
Rather give him more a better job.
Yes, sir. He has something for him that has a kid. No, I think that this week or next, we'll get that move made. Hutchin put out a marvelous thing. That is doing great for the first. The press will take whatever.
And take the negatives.
They'll take the most negative thing I can take out. The press, the printed press played it well. We got a very good play over the weekend. We got an excellent play over the weekend, especially in the Midwest. On the corner there. That was very, very good. And I think the course, the fact that the Senate Finance Committee reported a tax bill out today was good. The market was just sort of dawdling along, and I came out and picked it up, and brought it back before it started.
Was it the end about even?
Yes, sir. It was down. It was very, very low trading. Total of 8 million shares, but it was down at midday. It was down 5 or 6 points. And then the announcement of the Finance Committee reported out the bill and brought it back up. And they're planning to take it up on the floor on Wednesday, which means that we could, with some break, get that bill out of the Senate in a week into conference. I think we'll make something a little drastic. Something goes wrong, I think they're going to have to get out before 90 days, which will be a great shot.
Right.
I had some new retail sales figures this morning, which show that, oh, God, that's holding up just beautifully.
Yeah.
They running 8 to 9% ahead of last year, all through the month of October. And even when you exclude the car sales, it's still running 6 to 7% ahead of last year. Major department stores all had their October reports, which show big sales. But I think on the economy, this week, one way or another, we clear up the uncertainty of phase two.
You may clear it up in labor cuts and then why don't you?
Well, I still think you have the ultimate weapon, President. And I think the reason that Meany said before this all began, that if we did not protect the sanctity of confidence, he would walk out tonight. He did not say he would walk out. He said that he would want a time to study the regulations. So we have maneuvered.
But put a phrase in there with regard to
That's what, well,
right again.
And we also have the cost of living council, which is something I want to work with Rumsfeld on in the morning, because if they were to make a decision that the board would do could violate the sanctity of the contract, that would end it.
Right.
Then all of this would be a lot of maneuvering and regulation and bureaucratic junk. But,
right.
But that would be the one thing that might just put that damn issue to rest. Of course, it's a phony issue. It's not a phony issue. It's a phony in terms of the dollar. Well, sure, the employer's going to pay it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we can threaten him with all kinds of things, but he's going to pay it because he made a contract with him. So
that's right. He's got to look forward, not back.
Well, and they did set a standard for next year, which was very good. They set 5.5.
Well, yeah, but they did, but that was on 10 to 5 also.
Yes, sir, but the unions had agreed to that.
That 5.5, they shouldn't push it.
Well, that was our whole point. You know, and that's the tough thing was that the Simmons called me from Meany's office at 3 today and said, I've got Meany to agree to 5.5. Hallelujah. You're a genius. And he said, the only thing he wants is this one clause that protects the fact that he's content.
Well, the thing to do is to get the union on. If they get 5.5, that might as well be one.
Oh, it does.
That is worth getting in on the other one. Just to get as cold as that.
Exactly. Well, that's what we thought we had. And when they agreed to the 5.5, I thought we really would score it, because that everybody would interpret that next year as inflation less than 3%.
tomorrow, just to make them. We get 5.5. We ought to get in on the other.
Well, I just get it done. I will, Rumsfeld, Schultz, and I are meeting first thing in the morning.
There has to be something that has to be done. Get 5.5.
I think the Cost of Living Council may be able to do that for us.
Okay. Good luck.
We'll keep it on the track, sir.